This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the WIP Morning Show. Tom Kelly once again in for Joe DeCameron today. Rhea Hughes is here, and John Ritchie is here. Richie Rich.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, John.
Thanks for throwing it to me.
No problem, man.
I was a little off. Not quite there yet. Not quite there. Hey, you all right over there?
No, my headphones aren't working.
Man.
We're working out the kinks here, John.
Yeah, we're a little off kilter. Did you know that no witches were actually burned at the stake in Salem?
Is that right?
The Salem witch trials, everyone's heard of them. 20 people were put to death, and hanging was the usual way that they would do it. One person was actually crushed to death under a bunch of stones. But no fire. I thought they were burned. I thought that was the way that they did it, and I was mistaken.
Now, was your goal today to get even more negative and morbid than the sand sharks eating their own siblings yesterday
in the
womb?
That's pretty crazy. Is that negative, or is that a story of survival?
Perseverance?
Survival and perseverance, yeah. I mean, that's Rocky-esque. What we learned yesterday, the sand shark pups, you know, that only two survive because the two wombs of a sand shark, one pup eats all of its brothers and sisters, and there could be, I don't even know how many embryos we're talking here. I think it's hundreds and hundreds of sand shark embryos that one eats every single one of them and survives, and then dominates the womb, you know?
Yeah.
I guess like a sand shark should dominate that womb, Tom.
Well, whoever emerges victorious, they survive. So thank you for that.
It's a story. It really is. It feels like survival of the fittest and truly magnificent way. Yeah, what we're talking about.
Well,
nature's magnificent.
Yeah. Well, you always give us an interesting fact every day, John, and appreciate that as always. But you want to get in to start the show, 215-592-9494. A lot of things to get into today. Later on in the show, 8:30. Rob Thompson, the manager of the Phillies, is going to join us. We'll talk about the Phillies' fantastic auction, how you can win a chance to have lunch and watch BP with Rob Thompson. So we'll have that coming up at 8:30.
Holy cow.
Ruben Amaro Jr. will be here from 7 to 10. Elliot Shore Parks will join us at 7:50. Wow. We have a loaded show today, John.
Yeah, I cannot wait. And I'm happy to see you again, man.
I'm happy to see you, too. It warmed my heart.
I don't know what's going on with the other guy.
Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Joe, but I think Joe will be back tomorrow. But we have a lot of stuff to get into throughout the course of the show. And where we got to start is with the lottery last night. Now, everybody was on pins and needles on the edge of their seat as the picks are being announced, being revealed. Sixers end up with the third overall pick. Not the worst outcome, but definitely not what we wanted. We wanted the number one overall pick, wanted Cooper Flagg. And normally you'd think, okay, you get the third pick in the draft, you were projected to get number five, you got to be happy about that. You moved up a couple spots, you know, the odds weren't great. You got up a little bit, got a little bit of a little bit better of a pick. I'm so flustered here because I'm so angry. Because, John, this situation,
my
this lottery last night,
thumping.
I feel cheated. I feel scammed. The Mavericks get the number one overall pick. They had a 0.5% chance to get the number one overall pick.
Wasn't it 1.8 or something?
Was it? I thought it was 0.5.
Yeah.
I think it was 1.8.
Okay.
It was still low. Ridiculously low.
Very, very low.
And excuse me why I try to like arrange my tinfoil hat.
Unbelievable.
Right now.
And I am not a conspiracy theorist. Let me just say that off the top. I am not somebody who generally believes in conspiracies here. But this is pretty fishy when you look at it. You're telling me they win the lottery after making the dumbest trade ever. They trade Luka Doncic to the Lakers over the course of the winter. They don't canvass the league for any other deals involving Luka. They only ask the Lakers. It's a trade that made sense to absolutely nobody. Apparently, this happened over a dinner between the Mavs GM, Nico Harrison, and whoever's running the Lakers now. I think it's, I forget that guy's name.
Oh,
the guy that looks
LeBron.
Like Rob Lowe. No, their GM looks a lot like Rob Lowe. You know the guy I'm talking about?
No, okay. I thought it was LeBron.
It's not. Well, it kind of it's is LeBron.
Rob Pelinka?
Rob Pelinka. Thank you, Buzz. Rob Pelinka.
Rob Lowe, I actually thought just this morning, I thought, oh my gosh, Rob Lowe is looking old, older. This is now like the mark of the apocalypse being upon us. Like Rob Lowe, who I thought was eternally youthful, and he still is. He still looks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, really amazing for however old he was, because he's like the Brat Pack from the 80s.
I don't know what the Brat Pack is. I wasn't around in the 80s.
Emilio Estevez. Emilio Estevez, like Charlie Sheen's son.
Mm-hmm. His brother.
Ali Sheedy. Charlie Sheen. Yeah, you're right. Sorry, Martin Sheen's son.
Yes.
Charlie Sheen's brother.
Right.
The Brat Pack, all the big 80s actors, he was one of them, and now he's right there doing amazing things still. He's doing that show where people light up the floor and stuff. I haven't seen it.
It's a game show.
Okay.
The floor.
Floor is lava?
Is it?
I don't know.
No, but that is a show. That's a different one.
That's a different one.
Yeah.
But sounds good. But now he's running the Lakers,
but anyway,
apparently.
And yeah, Luka, Rob Lowe. Not the same Rob Lowe guy.
Not the same Rob Lowe. This is Rob Pelinka. But they end up doing this deal where Luka gets sent to the Lakers and then just magically get the number one overall pick.
You think that this is
It feels rigged.
Fixed?
Yeah, 100%. It feels like it.
How on earth could that really be? I mean, it's so stupendous. It's so impossible that it can't really be true, right?
John, this is so fishy. that I don't have any other explanation for it here. And this is not the first thing like something like this has happened.
Repeatedly.
It's happened a number of times. This was on the Bill Simmons podcast released last night after the lottery. His buddy Joe House, who he does the podcast with, talking about other instances in NBA history where something like this has happened.
It doesn't f-ing matter. It doesn't f-ing matter. That the fat thumb comes out when the fat thumb comes out. Now, I certainly understand, you know, there's a code and there's it's impossible to rig the balls. Except for the last 30 f-ing years have had a stunning number of miracles. I mean, let's go back to 2011 when the NBA owned the f-ing New Orleans Hornets and somehow, miraculously, they find an owner. David Stern vetoes a trade for Chris Paul to go to the Lakers because it's going to tilt the competitive balance of the league. David Stern vetoed it for basketball reasons. They finally find a buyer for the New Orleans Hornets. Somebody steps in and buys it from the NBA. Lo and behold, the New Orleans Hornets get the number one overall draft pick in the league, and it's Anthony Davis. Can you believe it? Can you believe the good luck?
There was that instance after the year before LeBron goes back to Cleveland. They magically get the number one overall pick that they're able to use to trade for Kevin Love. It just feels really fishy, John. And I want to know from people out there today, Do you think there was funny business? Do you think this was a behind-the-scenes handshake deal to get Luka to the Lakers? That's what I think. I think Adam Silver met with Nico Harrison today. Let's get Luka to the Lakers. And in return, we'll reward you. And the reward is Cooper Flagg.
I think I feel cheated. More faith in humanity or
not
something.
Not when it comes to the
they're
NBA.
They're not going
to
be this crooked. I don't. Maybe it's just karma swinging
the balance.
I'm screaming
conspiracy.
Karma swinging the balance. You know, like they really needed this draft pick more than anyone else because of that foolish trade
they made. But they shouldn't. Get
but that's
rewarded.
Not karma.
They shouldn't get rewarded for stupidity.
Well,
like, this is not right. This is egregious.
You can make the argument that their hand was forced, that karma is now swinging their way.
I don't know.
They didn't have a choice in that trade.
John, I'm going to use a word. It's not karma. It's chicanery.
Chicanery. Well, that's a great word, by the way. That's a word I could see
tomfoolery.
Chicanery and
tomfoolery.
They're synonyms, are they
not? Mickey Mouse antics.
Yes.
They are all synonymous.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah.
Well, it just... And I don't know. I would feel better about this if it wasn't the Dallas Mavericks. And whether there was, you know, any chicanery or not, it bothers me that the GM who makes the dumbest move in NBA history gets rewarded for it. Like, I'd feel even worse if I was one of these bad teams, like Washington or Utah. They don't even get, like, a top three pick now for being awful. And a team like the Mavericks, who does the dumbest thing imaginable, they get the number one pick and they're in great shape again.
Well, I was
very upset,
thrilled last night when it felt like for, you know, I don't know, a commercial break, we could be that team. We could be that team that got Cooper Flagg. There was a period of like 5 minutes where I was on cloud nine because it really was about to happen. You know, unfortunately, the third pick, when you look at it historically, is really cool in some cases. I mean, Joel... Michael Jordan. That's pretty amazing.
I don't think Ace Bailey is Michael Jordan. I mean, I appreciate your optimism, John. I appreciate you trying to raise our spirits.
Think about how exciting Ace Bailey with, last night it was really cool seeing a young face smiling, who I appreciate, at the draft. How about Tyrese Maxey coming back and being upbeat and healthy? And then we're told the two old heads will be...
Oh, you feel good about that, John?
That's
what we're hinging our hopes on?
I don't feel great about that.
Okay.
But let's say that Paul George is healthier than what we saw from Joel this year. And Paul George and Joel, Joel's surgery being successful... Can actually put a season together with this young talent. That's exciting.
I'm trying to get excited. They needed this pick, and we got so close. We got so close, and then got the rug pulled out under us. And I think there was chicanery involved. But want to know how people...
that you're using my word. It's such a great word.
It is an awesome word. Thank you for it, Rhea. I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.